When a false alert was sent out 2 weekends ago about a supposed incident at the Pickering Nuclear Generating Station, Western New York authorities were among those who got the message. Jonathan Schultz is Fire Coordinator and Director of Emergency Services for Niagara County.
In the past, they do exercises and trainings that we have been involved with, that they do notify our 911 center, where they reach out and we have a call down tree from there that notifies proper parties, so we know what's going on in the event of an emergency, and make sure all that call down tree works and make sure we're all set to go.
Stand along the Lake Ontario shoreline at Fort Niagara State Park and you can see the downtown Toronto skyline. Just a few degrees east of the city but below the horizon is the Pickering plant. It's 35 miles due north of Youngstown. If there were some sort of accident which released radiation into the air and water, and if the winds were blowing just right and strong enough, fallout could head in the direction of Western New York. But how much of a threat could it pose to health and safety on this side of the lake? It depends in part on how much radiation gets out. Professor Michael Wood chairs the physics department at Canisius College.
That volume, that if it's in the air, then it's going to spread out like, you know, a kind of a bubble. And so the further away you go, then the amount that you would receive would go down by the distance squared. So if you kind of imagine this, you know, this gas of radiation, which is now expanding outward, you know, the further you are from it, then the safer you would be.
The International Nuclear Event Scale, created 30 years ago by the International Atomic Energy Agency, categorizes levels of nuclear accidents on a scale from 0 to 7, with 7 the most catastrophic. Twice in the history of nuclear energy production have there been level 7 events. The first and worst was in Chernobyl, Soviet Union in 1986. The second was in Fukushima, Japan in 2011, when an earthquake and tsunami combined to damage a nuclear power station and release radioactive materials. Misa Yasumishi is a doctoral candidate at the University at Buffalo, studying how geographic information systems could assist the public in cases of disaster. Her family was directly affected by the tsunami.
In Japan, after the accident, about 30 kilometer radius from the plant was evacuated. So if you think about that, the distance between Canada and Buffalo is not too far.
About 100,000 people were evacuated, and the World Nuclear Association notes that as of last fall, no deaths or cases of radiation sickness were linked directly to the accident. Back in Niagara County, evacuations might not be necessary, but in a worst-case level accident at Pickering, sheltering in place here would be.
So what we would be doing is immediately notifying the public that they should go indoors, that a car is not safe, go within the interior of a building or a basement immediately. Individuals should reside there for 24 hours and wait to hear notifications from officials.
Elise Pignatora directs public health planning and emergency preparedness for the Niagara County Health Department. She says it is best to have a battery or crank-powered radio, non-perishable food items, and bottled water handy.
While we are doing sampling and monitoring of our environment, be that the soil or water, we will notify the public, potentially, to not drink water out of the public system. The water would be safe for you to wash your body and remove your clothing like we would instruct, but we would not advise individuals to drink the public water supply potentially.
County officials also recommend avoiding social media where misinformation may spread and rely instead on broadcast instructions or by downloading apps such as Ready Niagara. Erie County has a similar disaster preparedness app. Following a 1984 industrial gas leak in Bhopal, India, which killed more than 3,000 people, federal legislation required the formation of local emergency planning committees. Schultz and Pignatora say large-scale disaster response is included in their training, and it was put to practice in August 2016 when two teenagers touched off a massive fire at a Lockport tire recycling facility.
I mean, that fire went on for many days. We had people sheltered in place. We had to move people out because their homes were so close to that incident. You know, we had the mutual aid system worked flawlessly with that, with, you know, fire departments and other agencies that we brought in around the clock for days, you know, just spelling fire departments that have been there working to bring other departments to keep continuing that job, to continue the firefighting operations. It'd be something just like this. If we had to get into a mass, you know, decontamination, we'd cycle through teams and work with teams, because it might not just be 1 or 2 hours. It could potentially be days or hours, whatever it might be, depending on the incident.
The Pickering Nuclear Power Station is located on the Lake Ontario shoreline. Professor Wood was asked about dissipation of radioactivity in the water. That, he says, is more difficult to forecast.
But yeah, once you start getting into it, things like currents, then it becomes a little trickier. You can't just have like a rule of thumb saying, oh, you know, don't worry. You know, it depends on, you know, how quick the current is to move it, you know, downstream.
Then there's the question of cleanup. Radioactive materials have half-lives, the amount of time needed for one half of the atoms in the material to disintegrate. Depending on the material, it could be seconds or many years. Professor Wood.
You know, some half-lives, you know, thorium could last thousands of years. And so at this point, yeah, there really, you know, isn't much we can do except for try and, you know, dig it up, put it into a, you know, containment, and just, you know, essentially bury it in the ground and wait for it to naturally decay away into something more stable that's not radioactive anymore.
It is important to note that the Pickering plant, despite its recent false alarm, has not had any major safety violations. The IAEA inspected the plant in 2016 and followed up 2 years later, giving the facility generally good marks. It's an aging facility, though, and the Ontario government had planned to close it in 2024. But the Toronto Star reported last week that Premier Doug Ford and his cabinet have moved to extend its operation through at least 2025. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.